On campus, there was unrest. Vietnam War was causing unrest on campus.
In the late 60s and early 70s, the social revolution hit nearly all the campuses in the country. We were one of the schools that was hit badly by it. In fact, we were on a route on Interstate 70. Lawrence was on a route from the East Coast to the West Coast. CBS on 60 Minutes did a story on this. A segment of their story was the Kaw Valley. The Kaw Valley is the Native American name for Kansas Valley. And the Kaw Valley was very rich in marijuana. So they called them the Kaw Valley hemp pickers. So for the radicals that moved from East Coast to West Coast, Lawrence was a stopover with the attraction of marijuana. Remember the Chicago 7, the disruption at the Democratic Convention?
Mm-hmm. In 1968.
Yeah. One of the leaders of the Chicago 7 spoke at a rally on the campus, and somehow out of all of that, they burned the student union, or at least a portion of the student union, and they also bombed the military science building and a computer center. They had to call a National Guard in, and two bystanders were killed, were shot. It was a terrible time on our campus. It was so bad that in the spring of 1970, the chancellor called all the students to the stadium and suspended school. We had about a month to go of school, but they were worried about the safety of people on the campus. It was a terrible time. At the beginning of 1970, our team started off, we won 5 games, then we lost one, and our team was made up of both black and white players. But they had great love and respect for one another. That team set an example for the rest of the campus about how that people of different races can work together. We won our first 5 games, we lost one, and then we ran off 21 straight games and made it all the way to the Final Four, which was at Houston's Astrodome. So the rallying cry of on the campus was Houston in March. Want to be in the Final Four in Houston in March. That team brought that campus together. In fact, the chancellor told me, he said, your team saved this campus. Well, there are a lot of other factors. I think we were a factor, but it was a great year. It made the Final Four, but the most important thing is that we brought our campus back together.
It had to be difficult to recruit.
Oh, I had a 6'9 recruit in from New Mexico the previous year, and they had a curfew on campus. All the big networks were on campus. Dan Rather was there on campus and people like that. It was a very, very difficult time. In fact, my players and people we were recruiting, they'd call me and they said, Coach, what's going on the campus? Because it was national news.
Actually, we had 2 points going here. Unrest with the Vietnam War and then the civil rights activity. Then you had black and female students. They were agitating for better representation, so it was a confluence of both of them.
Yeah, it wasn't just one topic. I mean, it was a lot of things going on.
Did you get called upon to make public statements to the campus? Because you were a leading figure there. You probably were.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was on the City Human Rights Commission. It was a difficult time. The city manager would have to go out at night to be in their headgear and their chest protectors and all of that. I was trying to use the guidance of some of my black friends on what we should do with the team and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I was pretty much in the middle of it.
You had gone to the Final Four. You didn't get to the finals with that team.
No, UCLA beat us in the semifinals.